A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. Brothers and sisters, we know that all things work together for good for those who love God, who are called according to his purpose. For those he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, so that he might be the firstborn among many brothers. And those he predestined, he also called. And those he called, he also justified. And those he justified, he also glorified. The word of the Lord. With delight I rejoice in the Lord. With delight I rejoice in the Lord. Though I trusted in your mercy, let my heart rejoice in your salvation. With delight I rejoice in the Lord. Let me sing of the Lord. He has been good to me. With delight I rejoice in the Lord. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. Now this is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. When his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found with child through the Holy Spirit. Joseph, her husband, since he was a righteous man, yet unwilling to expose her to shame, decided to divorce her quietly. Such was his intention, when, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary, your wife, into your home, for it is through the Holy Spirit that this child has been conceived in her. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said to the prophet. Behold, the virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel, which means God is with us. The Gospel of the Lord. And so today we focus on the birth of Mary, her birthday. And we focus on the second reading, which we talked about last night during adoration, but we did Romans 8:28, for God makes all things work together for good to those who love him are called by his decrees. But we want to go to 8:29 today. 8:28 was last night, 8:29 is today. For those he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son. That from the beginning of time, God predestined Mary to be the mother of Jesus by being the image of Jesus. And not only did God do that with her, God predestined all of us not to be the mother of Jesus, but to be the image of Jesus. Huh? He predestined us to be conformed to the image of his Son. So just as Mary proclaimed the glory of God and the greatness of the Lord, so must we. And today, as we celebrate her birthday, we don't just focus on, oh, good, this is something I can get. We got to, first of all, say happy birthday to our mother. And second, we got to make sure that we are people who don't just use Mary, huh? But we love Mary. Because too often it's just like, oh, Mary does this for me, Mary does that for me, Mary does this. I ask her for everything. I say, Mary, give me Mary, 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 which is fine. She's our mother. But mothers always do things for us. And those of you who are mothers know that. You always take care of your children. But it's nice every once in a while not just to be used, but to be loved and to be told that you're loved. So today, let's wish our mother a happy birthday and let's tell her that we love her. May you know God's love and Mary's love today and forever. Amen.